It's a base mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, not a Torah mitzvah, but a mitzvah. Lechol za tzitzis biyad smolis, to hold your tzitzis in your left hand, keneged libo, opposite your heart, b'shas kriyashma, when you're saying kriyashma in the morning. Remez the davar, it's a reminder that this is vayuha davar ma'ele, that these things should be al levavecha, on your heart. And al levavecha is not obviously literally means that the Torah's commands should be on your heart, but you know, but the remez is that the to show your chiba of your love for the mitzvahs, you hold them by your heart. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, biyad smolos, in your left hand, kasa b'kisvi ari zo she yochazem bein kamitz lazeres. You put them through your, this is called your kamitza, this is called your zeres, your pinky, right? This is called a kamitza. Kamitza means the, you know, taking this much of whatever you're taking for a korban, but it's called that because it goes up to your kamitza. These three, this is your zeres. So between these two, between the baby finger and the ring finger, you take your tzitzis, you hold them there through by your heart. Ukshigila parshas tzitzis, when you get to parshas tzitzis, yikachem biyad yamin viyabitz behen, and you, like, you know, goes through your hand like this, through these fingers over here, tzitzis come on here, and like this, you say it like this, and when you get to parshas tzitzis, you hold it, and then the kids accustomed to kiss by the way tzitzis, but that's how you should hold it with your tallest gadol, of course. Between here. Just like that. Like so. Okay. Through these fingers. I'll be Kabbalah. Can't tell you why.
Okay, I do it the other way. Right?
What? But you do it like...
Yeah.
Huh? Like that?
I just do it like that.
Then how do you hold it? Oh, like this? Oh, just like, stop, just like this. That's interesting.
I didn't see anything more there.
Why not?
Then Kabbalah is theirs.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. I mean,
it's
different from the way you do it. There's definite meaning the way you wrap it to fill it around. This also has a
everything Kabbalah, this is Kabbalistic. I haven't got any clue on what the fingers are about.
The thing is, it's indicative of the total marriage between the family and the film.
Oh, you're wrapping around a ring around your finger. Yeah. But which finger? I can't tell you.
Huh?
Yeah, that's Bereshitichli. You actually say that those pasuk. Yeah, but I just thought. Are you asking why these fingers dafka? I have no idea. Well, that's something very technical. Way beyond. I have no idea. But that's where it belongs. Whatever reason it belongs there. So that's it. You hold it by your heart, and then when you get to the tzitzis, then you, this will I hold it. Then you bring it, you hold it, and you make, you look at them, and you kiss them at the word tzitzis, and then you put them down. Sorry. V'yikham gam b'yad yamin. Sorry. Ukshigi l'parsha tzitzis. When you're saying the whole kriyas shma, you get the tzitzis, you hold it to your right hand. V'yabit behen. You look at them. So like, to remind yourself then actively. And you hold them in your hand until you get the words ne'emanim la'ad. Ne'emadim v'nechemadim la'ad. And then you put them down. V'az yinasheka tzitzis. You give the tzitzis a kiss. V'yasir miyado. And you can let them go. You let them go. Okay?
I thought the other thing was going to say u'isim asol.
I look at them u'isim asol. You can't look at them the whole time. You can't, not shy. He doesn't say anything. He doesn't say when, but u'isim asol is talks about when.
Is there any connection to the fact that you kiss the tzitzis at la'ad kayames, and you kiss them again at la'ad kayames, and you put them down?
There must be. Eternity.
One time.
La'ad kayames, you kiss them?
Right. That's the Parshat Tzitzis itself. Those
in MS Vyatsu, he said, La'ad Kayamas, Kitzis Tzitzis.
That's
the second time.
And I don't know if it's a good time or not.
It is right down here.
The
here.
Instead of doesn't say anything.
No?
He doesn't. Also, the minigas, when you get to the word tzitzis to kiss them, the tzitzis sit three times, you kiss them, he doesn't bring it out either. I don't know where that comes from.
Uh-huh.
That's what I do. What? I don't know where. I mean, I'm sure it does.
Some do, some don't.
He does. Mishwar doesn't say it. You hold them in your right hand, you look at them, take a peek at them, and put them down. kiss them once when you let them go, it sounds like. No, I'm saying, but there's many have the minhag, I don't know where, including me, I don't even know where it comes from, that when you say the word tzitzis, you kiss them. I don't know where it comes
from. Not here?
Okay. Everyone does it, right? I don't know where,
What is it, minhag Yisrael?
I mean, maybe it's not just minhag, maybe it's like, maybe someone else said it explicitly, but the Mishnah doesn't. I don't know. He's quoting Shar Kavanos. Okay.
Don't even hold it in
their hand. Okay. There you go.
The famous picture of Russia is holding it and kissing it. I don't know where he's kissing it, but.
Put it on their eyes. Okay, we'll get there. Here we go. So, okay, that's it. Now, but anyways, let's learn what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mishnah Berurah is saying exactly that. That you, again, let me just summarize what's clear. You hold them for the entire Kriya Shema between Kemitzah and Zeres. This is how I do it, by your heart, with your left hand. When you get to the third parsha, you hold it with the right hand also. And he says, you look at them. He doesn't say when you look at them. I look at them when it says Uri Isem, and you will look at them. And then he says, when you get to Ne'madim and Nechamadim La'ad, you kiss them and you can let them go. That's already after Enemus Fiyazim. Okay. That's what he says. That's all he says. Everything else, other things. Okay. Hey, Alev Avecha, put on your heart. V'halev, hu b'smol. You're holding your left hand because your heart is on the left side of the body. U'mitzvah zu matzah adam min achet. The mitzvah of tzitzis, I think the generic mitzvah of tzitzis, not this particular holding and kissing befrat, keeps you from tzitzis, remind you, keep you from chet. Dechsev, velosa asuru, they're connected too, they will prevent you, let's say, or you wear them and you will remind them not to go after your eyes and your heart. Laman tizgru, they should remind you. Ve'yisem kadoshim, and they will make you kadosh. And you, I guess, and you shall be kadosh by remembering. So it's like a process, right? You will be reminded, so you'll refrain, so you'll be kadosh. Even though other mitzvahs don't have the extra benefit, lahatzilu mi'etzara, to protect from the yetzara, tzitzis adif, tzitzis do, they have a special extra zchus, k'deisa ba'uvda de menachos, like the famous story of menachos there, memdalid, with the, the famous story of the guy and the zona and the tzitzis hit him, whatever. Okay. Ma'isbar me'echan v'chulei. Okay. So, once again, like strange, not strange, but just like the thrust isn't exactly what I would have thought, but.